open your Bibles to the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, your Schofield Reference Bible, page 1271. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Read the first seven verses. The text verse is the seventh verse. We'll have a verse to turn to after reading that scripture, and I'll give you that instruction after we complete the reading of this passage. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. For the reading of God's word, let's please stand. And we'll read the verses responsively. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. And let's read together the text verse, please, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Turn now to the book of Proverbs, chapter 20. Proverbs 20, page 686 in your Schofield Bible. Page 686. And we'll read this verse together, please. Ready? Proverbs 20, verse 27. Didn't I mention that? Well, it's a lonely feeling. Okay, verse 27. Ready? The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. What a wonderful, warm, friendly feeling we get from just coming here and being a part of the service. Thank you for the dear people who come so faithfully. Thank you for these who are visitors in our midst. We pray for thy blessing upon member and visitor alike. Let us have something for us. May our hearts be tender to receive that which you have. May our minds be alert. And help us, we pray, this preaching hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
Speak this morning on the subject, the mystery of iniquity. Don't let that scare you. It is a mystery, and the Bible speaks about the mystery of iniquity. And I'm sure that on numbers of occasions, many of you read that passage and wondered exactly what is the mystery of iniquity. Now, mystery is something that is available to be known, but it's as yet unknown, or it's something that heretofore has been unknown, or it's something that's a little difficult to find. You know what a mystery is. You watch them on TV every night. You shouldn't, but you do. The term mystery is exactly what this word is, the mystery of iniquity. Now, I promise you, I can take you this morning in the Word of God and help you, but you'll have to listen. So follow me carefully as I speak this morning on the mystery of iniquity, and then tonight I'm speaking on the mystery of godliness. Father, bless us as we think on things eternal that can help strengthen things temporal. Help us as we think on things eternal that can help give joy to to things temporal. So bless us now as we study our word and preach it and teach it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the truth is this, the honest, simple truth, and there's no need to dodge it, that probably 90% of the people in this room have had periods of depression in the last 30 days. And no need to dodge it. I'm not saying it's exactly 90, but I'd be willing, if I were a betting man, had anything to bet, I'd be willing to wager that 90% of the people in this room have had periods of depression or melancholy or or disillusionment or times of nervous, unnecessary and excessive nervousness. I'll guarantee you that almost everybody in this room has had them. Now listen to me. You don't have to. I said you don't have to. Well, you say everybody gets depressed every once in a while, but nobody has to get depressed. I say this, and I mean it. I have burdens like you have. I have problems like you. I live on the same world you live on. And I live with people just like you live. I have the same environment. I breathe the same air you breathe. But I'll be honest with you, I don't remember the last day I was depressed. I don't remember that. You know why? Because you can't get to my depressor. It's not touchable. Now, I want to say this. You don't have to be depressed. Well, you say it's just natural. Well, then why don't you get supernatural for a while? You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to live in depression. It has been, and I mean this, it has been years and years and years since I felt hatred toward anybody, since I wanted to hurt anybody, since I felt vengeful toward anybody. You say, you're pretty perfect. And you're getting pretty warm there. And no, I have my weaknesses. I just don't know what they are. But no, I'm stubborn. I think I'm always right. And the reason I think I'm always right, of course, is because I am, finish it for me, always right. That's right. But no, I'm saying that I do not live in the neighborhood of depression or disillusionment or melancholy. I don't do it. And you don't have to. And if you listen to what I'm going to say this morning, wherever you can, it'll be possible for you to bury your depressions and bury your nervous breakdowns. You don't have to have them. I could save many of you thousands and thousands of dollars in doctor bills and psychology bills and psychologist bills. I can't even say it. And psychiatric bills. Get that? Psychiatric? Got it just like that, boy. Just like that. Those big words. Them big words don't bother me at all. But I can save you thousands and thousands of dollars. I can point you to something that can save you from it. And I want you to follow me. We read a while ago that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now I'm going to take that little line and show you what the mystery of iniquity is. Let's take a candle and just hold that candle before us. And that man's spirit. Now man is a threefold creature. He's body, soul, and spirit. We learned in our Bible study, was it Wednesday night or at least recently, we learned that animal is just a body and a soul. But a man is a body, a soul, and a spirit. All right? So the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, that's what makes you different from Rover or Bozo or your dog or your cat. You have a spirit. He doesn't. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, which means that God, that's represented by fire over and over again in the Bible, he was a pillar of fire that led the Israelites by night. Fire came and consumed the offering on the sacrifice. There was the brazen altar where the fire or smoke was always ascending. The fire was always burning. There was a brazen laver, likewise, where the fire was always burning. God is the fire, and man is the candle. No, not man. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, that is that part of you which can communicate with your Heavenly Father. The body is that which you see now. The soul is that which enables me to breathe and respond to stimulus and stimuli. But the spirit is that part of me which enables me to fellowship with my God. Now, that is the candle of the Lord. Don't forget that now. That is the candle of the Lord. Now, that's the basic difference between the natural man, 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man and animal. The natural man, even though he's not saved, and the natural man is not saved, the unsaved man is different from animal. Why? Are you listening to me? They're in one respect. And that is, the unsaved man has a spirit. And though he does not communicate with his God, he has something that can communicate with his God. Now, an animal does not have anything that can communicate with his God. But man has something. He may not be using that something, but he has that something that is called his spirit. Not the Holy Spirit, but man's spirit makes it possible for man to communicate with his God. Now, let me illustrate. Let's suppose that in our house at home, I decide to want some light. I want some light in the house. So I hang some apples from the ceiling and put a plug in each apple and then plug the other end of that wire, extension cord. I put the one end of the extension cord in the apple and put another end of the extension cord in the wall plug. And then I put a little switch on the side of the apple and turn the switch and light comes on. Does it or does it not? It does not. Now, what's the difference? Because the light bulb has something in it that can receive what it takes to produce light. Are you listening to me? The light bulb has something in it. Now, it may not be producing light because it may not be plugged in or screwed in. But it has something in it that can receive and produce light. Now, the apple doesn't. I'm teaching you things you've never learned in your life before. The apple cannot produce life. Say that together. The apple cannot produce life. All right. Now, maybe you don't write that down. But now, the honest truth is, you can plug it in all you want to. You can put a screw on the end of it so you can screw it in the light socket, and the apple will not produce light. Why? Because the apple has nothing in it that can receive what it takes to produce light. Now, that's what man is. Man is the candle of the Lord. Man has something in him that can receive light from God. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And that light can shine through us because we alone of all God's creatures have a spirit. And Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the candle or the lampstand or the lamp of the Lord. So, now follow me carefully. In spite of that fact, this is a very important statement. In spite of that fact, that man has a spirit and is capable of receiving light and giving light, man is worse than animal. You know the trouble of this world is not the dogs. If this world went to the dogs, it'd be a lot better off. This world's gone to man. Man's ruined the world. Now, man is worse than animal. You say, why is man worse than animal? I'll tell you why. Because he has a spirit. And along with that spirit, now don't leave me, along with that spirit, which enables man to have the capability of receiving light from God and manifesting that light, there is also that spirit has a capability for evil. An animal can only do evil two ways, body and soul. But a man has three ways he can do evil, body, soul, and spirit. Let's take, for example, you set your boy down, or girl. When your child got old enough to drive and got his driver's license, and you made the same boring speech that all teenagers have had to sit through. Now, Junior, a car is a deadly weapon. We've all said it, and every parent's ever lived has said it. No teenager ever lived ever listened to it. A car is a deadly weapon. It can be used for good, or it can be used for bad. Now, Junior's going to use it for bad. But anyway, now, along with that added privilege that child has to drive a car, is an added danger. Let's take a gun. You can use a gun for good purposes, in spite of what the pacifist pinkos say. You can use it for good purposes. I was down the other day in the town in Georgia, near Atlanta, where it's a law, it's against the law, not to own a handgun. I loved it. And I forgot what town it is. Kennesaw. Now a gun can be used for good. You can shoot sitters with it and good things like that. So a gun can be used for good. But along with this good potential that comes with owning a gun, there's also an added danger. So a gun can be used for good or for bad. For example, we have our security guards. All these many years, we've had security guards. I've often said to the fellas, have you shot anybody today? No. Well, why do you carry a gun? These guys carry guns. I walk out in the morning, and the security guard's out in front of the house. I said, did you kill anybody during the night? No. Well, what you got the gun for if you're not going to shoot anybody? Well, finally, one did shoot a gun the other day. He was cleaning it out in his car, and it went off and shot his dash out in his car. Barney Fife is his name. Now, the gun carries with it an added opportunity for good, for protection, for example, or it carries with it an added opportunity for bad. Same thing's true with a tape recorder. A tape recorder can be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Or it can be used to play rock music and be one of the most destructive things, more destructive than a gun. The same's true with a movie projector. A movie projector can show a Christian film or can show a Hollywood film. Same thing's true with a VCR. You can show a sermon on it or show what you show on it. One or the other. I'm saying that which enables one to have opportunity to do more good also enables one to have opportunity to do more bad. The more responsibility a politician has, the more chance he has to do good, and the more chance he has to do bad. And so man having a spirit, are you with me? Man having a spirit that animal does not have is worse than animal. Why? Because he has this spirit. That's what the devil attacked in the Garden of Eden. The devil came to Eve and he said, he showed her the fruit. He said, look, this fruit's good for food. Yeah, that's the body. And it's one to make one wise. That's the soul. He couldn't have said that to an elephant. He could have said it's good for food. It'll make you enjoy yourself. But he couldn't say this. He couldn't say to an animal, if you eat it, you'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. Because an animal has no spiritual, no potential for spiritual contact with God. Now here's the sermon. Not the end of it, but the meaning of it. Not only can man's body and soul be used for evil, but likewise his spirit can be used for evil. But his spirit cannot be used for evil as long as it is in contact with his Creator and burning. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And the spirit of man was made for fellowship with our God. It was made for contact with our God. The Spirit of the Lord was made for praise of our God. The Spirit of the Lord was made for worship of our God. The Spirit of the Lord was made for thanksgiving to our God. The Spirit of man was made that he may have contact and fellowship, that he may praise and honor and worship and glorify his great God. And as long as that spirit is used for the purpose for which it was made, man won't be depressed. Now listen carefully. The unlighted candle, which is the spirit of man, is open prey for many temptations. As long as you're walking with God and praising God and fellowshipping with God, which is, by the way, why you're living and breathing today. And it's why God made you when he created you in the first place. And it's why he went to Calvary to redeem you. He didn't primarily redeem you to keep you out of hell. He primarily redeems you so you could be to the praise and glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Now, as long as you're doing that, then your spirit is used for good. And the purpose which is made
to be the candle or the lampstand or the light bulb of Almighty God, so God could shine through you and use that capacity that you have, which animal life does not have. But just as sure, now hear me, here's why you're depressed. Here's why you get mad. Here's why you get your little feelings hurt and on your sleeve. Here's why you have your fights and your fumings, and here's why you criticize people. And here's why you get, this is why you get depressed and why you get melancholy. Listen to me. You don't have to go around with your feelings on your sleeve. You don't have to go around, well, he just hurt me. You don't have to do that. Why? Because the trouble is you're not hooked in, you're not plugged in with God, and the spirit of man is not doing the thing for which God made it, and it becomes easy prey because it's an unlighted candle. And listen, when something's not doing what it was made for, it's not happy. And if you're not doing what you're made for, you're not happy. Nobody ever says in their hearts, I mean, you never, oh, how good God's been to me. And your heart overflows. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you. I'm depressed. You don't do that. You don't do that. Never do that. Why? Because you're doing the thing that God made you to do. God may, look, God made you for the praise of His glory, for His honor, for His worship. That's what God made you for. When you're doing that, depression, listen, you are immune to depression. You are inoculated to depression. I don't care what somebody does to you, you won't get your feelings hurt. I don't care what somebody does to you, you won't try to seek revenge. I'll guarantee you that revenge and hatred and depression and melancholy and disillusionment and a sour spirit is a result that your spirit is not occupied doing the thing that God made it to do. And because it is not, it becomes easy prey to the evil one. I'll be honest, I don't understand you folks. I don't understand some of you. I don't understand it. People come to me and say, well, I just don't know why. I'm depressed all the time. You're not plugged in. Listen to me. I say you don't have to be depressed. I say you don't have to be depressed. Why? Because God made you as His candle. And when your candle is yielded to His fire and the Spirit of God is in contact with your spirit and you're doing the thing that God made you to do, you're not even capable of depression. You're not capable of being having your feelings hurt. You're not capable of being offended. Why? Because your spirit is occupied doing the thing it was meant to do. The unlighted candle, or spirit, is easy prey for temptation. Bible speaks of a hardened spirit. Now, wait a minute. Listen. We're not talking about a hardened soul. Hardened spirit. The part of man that makes him able to fellowship with his God can get hardened. Bible speaks in Psalm 34:18 of a crushed spirit. Oh, I am just crushed. Tell you something else too. You're not plugged in. You're not praising God. Nobody ever gets happy in the Lord and says, glory to God. Praise the Lord. I feel the joy of God in my soul and I'm just crushed. Nobody says that. I wish you'd listen to me. I wish sometime before I die, you'd listen to one of my sermons. I wish that one time before you pass by and look in my casket, I wish you'd listen, and I wish at least one time you'd consider believing what I'm saying. I'll tell you again, you don't have to get depressed, you don't have to get melancholy, you don't have to get sad, you don't have to get down in the dumps, you don't have to. Why? Because get plugged in and the light of God and the flow of God's power will come through you and you'll be what God made you to do and you won't be qualified for depression. That's your problem. Oh, that's good. Bible speaks about a timid spirit. 2 Timothy 1:8. Speaks about a wounded spirit. Well, I'm out of breath. Bible speaks about a wounded spirit. Proverbs 18:14. A downcast spirit, and it never recommends them. Lord never said, blessed is a man that has a downcast spirit. Blessed is the man that has his feelings hurt. Blessed is the man that has a wounded spirit. But you just wounded me. Won't you get unwoundable? Your spirit can't be wounded as long as it's plugged in. And it must be plugged in to God's spirit. And I'll guarantee you, I don't care. He said, oh, Brother House, I'm so depressed. I've got so many burdens. Burdens don't depress people. Did you hear what I said? Burdens don't depress people. Did you hear what I said? Burdens don't depress people. Oh, I've got so many heartaches. Heartaches don't depress people. Did you hear what I said? Heartaches don't depress people. What depresses people is they are not doing what God gave them a spirit to do. And the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. God cannot show his light unless he has a man. And the thing that causes man to be able to show the light of God is man's spirit. And when man's spirit is yielded to God's spirit, and he's showing forth the light of Christ, and exalting Christ, and praising Christ, and honoring Christ, and living for Christ, he is not qualified for depression. He is not qualified to be blue. He is not qualified to be melancholy. He's not qualified to be sad. Why? He's plugged in, that's why. It's time you got plugged in. Nobody can be sad who's plugged in. Listen. The happiest age in the history of the New Testament churches was the first century. And the most persecution that the churches have ever seen was in the first century. Where was Paul when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? Where was Paul when he said, rejoice in the Lord always? Where was Paul when he said, my God, shall supply all my needs, your needs according to his riches and glory, by Christ Jesus. Where was he? He was in jail, in the Mamertine prison, in a dark, dungeon, down place, but he was happy. Why? He was plugged in, that's why. His spirit was plugged in. He was rejoicing. Your problem is not, oh, I can't find a job. Oh, I'm having trouble at home. Oh, I'm having trouble at work. Listen, troubles, the spirit of man, when it's doing what it was meant to do, makes your castle totally impenetrable by troubles. You can have troubles, but troubles don't get to the lighted spirit. They won't affect you. Would anybody here like to someday believe what I'm preaching? Well, live that way. You don't know who this is. A couple of our people the day came to me for to referee a fuss. One lives in an apartment above the other. And they're walking too hard on the floor. Above. Well, I should say that's reason to fall out. Aren't we dumb? Get plugged in! You won't know whether anybody lives above you or not. God has given you a spirit. Now, what's the mystery of iniquity? The mystery of iniquity is, how can man be so vile when he is the only one of God's creatures that has access to his Creator? And the mystery is this. Man can be vile when he uses that spirit for that which he was not meant to be used. The spirit of man is capable of depression. The spirit of man is capable of hardening. The spirit of man is capable of being crushed. The spirit of man is capable of being wounded. The spirit of man is capable of being downcast. The spirit of man is capable of erring. Isaiah 29:24. Being anguished. Isaiah 65:14. Being downcast. Proverbs 17:22. God has given us a spirit. Animals don't have it. Plants don't have it. Plant has the body. Animals have the body and soul. Man has body, soul, and spirit, which makes man the only creature God has made qualified to fellowship with his God. But just like the car, just like the gun, just like the tape recorder, just like the VCR, just like those things, that which has potential for good has potential for bad. And the reason your dog's happier than you are because you got a spirit that's out of whack and he doesn't. The reason your dog wags his tail, you don't wag yours. The reason your cat's happier than you are. Why? Because you have a potential. And along with that potential for good comes equal potential for evil. Man's spirit able to fellowship. That's why you've got the isms and cults. That's why you got Herbert W. Armstrongism. What is it? Man has not used his spirit properly. What's the cure? Get the candle lighted. So here is the cause of your depression. The cause of your depression. Let me illustrate. When Israelites had won the Battle of Jericho, they went down to a little city called Ai next. And they lost that battle. Won this giant battle up here, went down a little bit of town called Ai. It's like defeating Chicago and then going out and losing to Dyer. They lost the battle. Somebody said, why did they lose the battle? Somebody said, I know. Because Achan stole that gold and the garment in Jericho. That wasn't it. The reason that they lost the Battle of Ai was because that's the first time they didn't carry the Ark of the Covenant with them out in front of the battle. Now, because they didn't have the Ark of the Covenant, made it possible for Achan's sin to cause the trouble. But Achan's sin wouldn't have caused that trouble if it had the glory of God out before him. And if you as a child of God can get plugged into the glory of God and the light of Jesus Christ shines through you and you're plugged in, you cannot be depressed, you cannot be sad, you cannot be offended, you cannot be defeated, you cannot have your feelings hurt. Why? Because you're too busy doing what God made you to do. That's why. That's your problem. You won't believe it. You go to the psychiatrist this week, Miriam, but he's not plugged in either. His soul's not even plugged in. You'll unplug your bank account. You don't need to go to the psychiatrist. I said you don't need to. You don't need this 90% of your... Ask any doctor and he'll say that 90% of our illness is psychological. And the reason that most of it is psychological is that we have not let God ignite our spirit that was made for His igniting. So here's the cause for your depression. Here's the cause for your anguish. Simple as that. You make it sound so simple. I didn't make it at all. I'm just telling you what it says right there. We have some young ladies in our church who are wives of preachers, preacher students. Here's a young lady who lives in an attic apartment. There's a rat up there in the kitchen. She sees more than she sees her husband. Here's a lady who lives right next door in an attic apartment just like this one over here, and the same size rat's over there. And she sees her husband. One lady is happy in the Lord, praising God, and the other lady is griping all the time. What's the difference? One's plugged in, the other's not. That's your problem. Circumstances don't cause depression. Circumstances don't cause hurt feelings. Circumstances don't cause being offended. Circumstances don't cause sadness. Circumstances don't cause breakdowns. Circumstances only cause them because we are not plugged in and we're not praising and worshiping and serving our God. And then that lets circumstances come in and invade an area that they could not invade if our spirit was plugged in and yielded to the Holy Spirit of God. Our spirit is not being used for what it was made. And because it is not being used for what it was made to do, hence, it is available to negative forces. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've seen a person
who is a perpetual griper, having a spell praising God. How long has it been since you've seen a talebearer having a fit for God? How long has it been since you've seen these people get their feelings hurt having a spell? They can't go together. Depression cannot go with genuine praise. I'd love to grab everybody here by the shoulders and shake you right now. I'd like to grab you and say, listen to what I'm telling you the truth. This is real. It's real. You folks can't get along with people. You can blame the other person all you want to, but they wouldn't offend you if you were plugged in. 95% of all the counseling I do would not be necessary if folks are plugged in. Whoever comes to my office praising God and saying I got troubles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, God is so good. He and our man. Nobody does that. You wouldn't be mad at him or trying to hurt him or depressed if you were plugged in. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And as long as that spirit is yielding itself to that superior force that controls it and gives it light, I'll illustrate with this. The other day I was given a little note, and on that note were some orders when I came in at night from headquarters. Said, change the light bulb on the front porch. No, the light bulb out on the front porch. So I felt led of God to go out and change the light bulb. But just absolutely subconsciously, I grabbed the one that was burning, but didn't hold on to it. There's no way I can hold on to that. Try it sometime. You let a light be on about 2 or 3 hours and go out and just hold it a while. Caress it. Cute little light bulb. Caress it. And then it dawned on me, that's not the one that needs to be changed. Took me less than 3 minutes to figure it out. Just like that. What a man. And I figured it out. It was the one that was not burning. I reached up. No problem there. Unscrewed it. Then dropped it. Then broke it. But I couldn't have dropped that lighter when it broken in. Why? It's plugged in. When depression comes to you and says, let me touch you. He's plugged in. Can't touch him. Hurt feelings come, says, oh, ain't worked there. Better go to this one's not plugged in. Better go to the one's not burning. You give me a burning Christian, one that's on fire for God, in love with Jesus Christ and praising God from his soul and spirit. And you let me have that child of God that has genuine heart of praise and worship and thanksgiving and honor and glory for the great God of our salvation. You give me a person like that, and I'll show you a person when circumstances walk up and touch him. They'll can't mess with that one. But the minute he's not plugged in and the light goes out, and the fire goes out, then he is open prey for anything anybody wants to do with him. Father, bless the message.